Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Deborah Leanne, and time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio. And I'm coming to you later in the day than normally. I've been putting on a series of Wednesday Wisdom workshops, which have been in the mornings, and I kept putting off the time to talk and create this podcast today because I just couldn't, nail down a topic, or I didn't feel grounded enough in one space to share what was going on. This time and day, I don't know when this will be listened to by you. And there's so much going on in the media, and there's a lot of collective high energy with the holiday looming in the next few weeks. And to be honest, I just want to crawl under my covers and stay on my couch and not listen to the news, not partake in the discussions on social media, and not even go out and be with a lot of other people. There's not that many people whose energies feel comfortable to me right now, because my energy feels very frenetic and jangled, and like I've got my nerve endings on the outside of my skin, or the outside of my aura, actually. So it's like all these feelers out there. So before we get started on talking about today's topic, which is all about going inward and honoring stillness, let's just do a quick grounding, because I only signed up to do a very short call today. And by grounding, I'm finding so many women who find this concept to be new. They know what it looks like to see a woman who is grounded in her presence, but they aren't sure how to create that for themselves. And they're starting to feel the difference by using a grounding practice for themselves on a daily, if not more often than daily, basis. So in my case, I am sitting and my feet are up on the couch, so I can't do the feet flat on, I could if I wanted to, put the feet flat on the floor and feel the energy and the connection of the gravity pulling me downward, but I can feel it in my seat. And there's something beautiful about that, because that is our root chakra. That is where we are. Our electrical center can actually be connected right there, plugged in, by sending our energy down through our root all the way down as a grounding cord into the center of Mother Earth. Wrap it around the core of Mother Earth three times and feel, you can almost feel a tug then, like somebody's pulling on your belay cord saying, I've got you, right? I've got you. And we'll do a quick feeling that in place, wiggling our sits bones in our seat to feel the activation of our second and power center chakra, moving up in through our solar plexus and just breathing down through there so that there's a clearer channel so that that energy can float up into our heart space. And then to continue up that beautiful bridge, almost, I heard an excerpt from The Stairway to Heaven. It's what I envision when I think of my throat chakra. It's that bridge that curves around up through my neck and out through my jaw and through my mouth, up through my sinuses. And then the beauty of our third eye chakra, and then out through the crown of our head. So that silvery energy is just going to be set in motion coming up from Mother Earth. And we're just going to set that to auto, to run automatically. And then allow the golden beam of sunlight, starlight, angel light, love light, God light to enter in through your crown, cleansing our third eye so that we can truly be more tapped into our vision there, cleansing our ears so we can hear even more clearly what our subconscious and our intuition and our higher self is saying to us, and cleansing through our throat, allowing that beautiful space where we hold our vision and we express our unique brilliance in the world, our value through our voice and our creativity, allow that to flow. And then opening wide our heart so that it's open, beaming out the front and the back of us, and continuing that goal down through our solar plexus, down through our yoni bowl, and down through our pelvic, and back down into Mother Earth. So we have the silver energy coming up and through us, the gold energy coming down and through us, and in the middle of all of that is our light that combusts our unique light. So let's turn that on and turn it up, and then we'll go in and explore for a few minutes. This is a beautiful space to hang out in and just take a scan. What is your body telling you? What do you feel? I noticed that I wanted to pull my shoulders down, really down away from my ears so that my neck is long and open. I also have some tightness in my solar plexus. Could be the fear or the anxiety of speaking to you all right now, and it also could just be that there's something talking to me about what I need to digest from the last few weeks. And we'll just, you know, we can find out all kinds of information by just being still, tuning in, turning on our light, and allowing our body to talk to us. And in this place, it's much more healthy. It's much more connecting, and it allows healing and guidance and a calming of our system. Because when we run at that high stress, reading all the crazy news, you know, connecting or not connecting and unfriending people because they feel differently about their political views, and oh my gosh, with the climate stuff in Paris and the Islamophobia and all of the other insane commentary right now, I get caught up in that, and it pulls me away from my center, away from my heart, and away from my connection to me. So how can I possibly have connection to others and compassion for their varying viewpoints? And so during this time of excessive noise, and even the traffic was nutty today, and lots of people moving slow or trying to get around people to go faster when there wasn't anywhere to go. I thought that was kind of funny. How can we just be with that? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people on the road. Yep, look at that. And I'm in my car, and I'm safe, and I'm warm, and all's well. And just chanting whatever words bring peace and calm to your system, that is a way to create health and wellness from the inside out, as well as allowing our truth and our light to shine in a way that is not, it's not dependent on anyone else. It's our light, and it's not based on whether or not the weather is good, or whether or not the Facebook posts are positive or negative, or we agree with them or not. It's such a beautiful choice, because I have a cat that wants to come up and talk to y'all. I get to choose. How do I want to respond to all of this? How do I want to feel about all this? And I'm choosing right now that maybe I need to have more time to be inward. There is something about this time of the longer days and the longer nights and more the dark coming earlier and earlier today. I think the sun goes down at 4:30, and that's pretty crazy. The mornings are dark so long, and to go for a walk in the morning this morning at 5:45 and get home around 6:45 and the sun wasn't even fully up yet, I mean, it's a pretty long, dark day. Yet, that is our cue. I mean, we used to follow the earth cycles in a way that honored our body, honored the season, and we keep trying to, manhandle nature and cycles and bust through our body saying, I just want to rest, or I need to rest, getting over an illness. Sometimes we rush right back into things really quickly, and then we can't figure out why we don't get better faster. So other than that, I really don't have any big message today. I just want to share with you that there's times when if I really listened to what was going on inside, it would be very much around eat healthy, make some nice spicy soup that feeds you and warms you and nourishes you and allows me to feel that comfort. I think many of us have all kinds of memories about the holidays. Some just filled with joy and anticipation. And others not so much, with all of the stress and the craziness of the holidays and the family stuff that it brings up. So be good, be still, honor you and the stillness. And I'll talk to you next week. Take excellent care and shine on.